Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. Everyone who listens to these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on rock. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and buffeted the house, but it did not collapse because it had been set solidly on rock. And everyone who listens to these words of mine but does not act on them will be like a fool who built his house on sand. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and buffeted the house, and it collapsed and was completely ruined." Gospel of the Lord. At the beginning of this new liturgical year, the Church gives us Jesus' words at the end of the Sermon on the Mount to have us reflect on them, to have us reflect on what type of foundation we have, what type of spiritual house we're building, and if we need to, then to begin building again. Not everyone who says to me, Jesus tells us today, "Lord, Lord," will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. And then for whatever reason, the church, when it made this lectionary, cut out two verses. Two verses were, "But Lord, we cast out demons in your name. Lord, we worked great miracles in your name." Jesus says, "Truly, I'll tell you, I don't even know who you are." Jesus' words are to be done. Sometimes we've heard Jesus' image here so often that we don't really imagine it any longer. Think about if you were building a house and you built it on really soft ground, or you built a house right out on the shore where there are always floods. Most people would consider us idiots if we were to do that. And yet so many, when they have the choice about how to build their house, even when all the architectural plans for a really sturdy house are given to us for free, even when we're given all the materials we need, we still prefer to build a house in a tornado zone, in a flood zone. Jesus tells us that all his words are to be done, not just to be listened to. St. James would tell us it's to be a doer of the word, not just an idle listener, which is important. Jesus on two occasions would praise first his mother and then all of his disciples for those who hear the word of God and keep it. At the beginning of this new liturgical year, we're called to examine truthfully our relationship with the word of God. Do we actually know it? And then if we know it, are we doing it? The problem with many of us is that we don't know it. We basically say, "I don't need the architectural plans you've given me, Lord. I basically know what I'm doing. I've used a hammer and some 2x4s before. Let me be on my own." Idiocy if we were really building a house, if we didn't do it according to code. But yet a lot of us spiritually think we know enough of what we need, and we've lost that hunger for the word of God. Many others of us can be like the scribes and the Pharisees. What were the scribes and the Pharisees? They knew the word of God inside out. They were scholars of the word of God. And yet, as Jesus would describe throughout the Sermon on the Mount, they weren't really doing it. Listen to what they teach, but don't follow what they do, because they preach but they don't practice. Would that at least we would know the word of God well enough that if we made the choice to follow it, we would actually know it in order to be able to put it into practice. That's a step in the right direction, to really listen attentively to the word of God. But the real fruit of it is not just to use it so that we can extol the word of God or be edified or appealed to it in an external sense, But the Lord's calling us to incarnate that Word of God, to let the Word of God become our own architecture as He continues to try to build us this year, to put it into practice, especially those parts of the Word of God that are most difficult for us to do. That's what He's asking of us at the beginning of this new liturgical year. He began this great sermon with the Beatitudes, which are always an important part to go back to at any time in the liturgical year. Are we really seeking to be poor of spirit, or are we seeking to be rich? Those are two foundations, one built on rock, one built on sand. Are we really seeking to be so sensitive to the needs of others, to recognize the horror of sin so much that we mourn for our own sins or for the messes that others get into by their own sins? One is building on rock, the other is building on sand. Are we really trying to be a peacemaker, or are we divisive? One is on rock, one is on sand. Are we seeking to be pure of heart or sexy? One is rock, one is sand. Are we hungering and thirsting for holiness? Or are we hungering and thirsting for chocolate or booze? Or for the latest episode in our favorite television series? One is rock, one is sand. Are we looking to be voted most popular or Miss Congeniality? Or are we living our faith in such a way that's a sign of contradiction for others, so that they'll persecute us just like they persecuted the Lord? One is on rock, one is on sand. St. Gregory of Nyssa used to say in the early church that we are our own parents by our actions. We are our own builders. What materials are we using, and what foundations are we building upon? Today the Lord calls us to build our life on Him and His Word, which means first we need to hunger to know it, and then second, we need to beg for His grace to live it. That's what the Christian life is, and that's what Jesus is calling us to. We, like all those in the world, are going to face the same problems. Regardless of which foundation we build upon, there are still going to be rains, there are still going to be floods, there are still going to be storms that will blow and buffet against the house. He's not going to take it away if we build our life on Him. But when we build our life on Him, then they're not going to take us down. This is the gospel of the Lord.